Okay, we'll go live. Okay, well, it is 6 o'clock on Tuesday, June 28, 2022. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order and then stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on Tuesday, June 14th. I did note a correction already with Rosie that Tad and Dan were both here, even though it shows them as absent.
Yeah.
And then one other place was the Easter seals is one word, not two. Any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. I'm sorry, I don't vote on that. It's unanimous of those present. Just going to continue on from where it works. Yes, yes. Because Jennifer wasn't here last time. So. Next up is Ordinance 2022-10. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance 2022-10 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-10, an ordinance amending Chapter 119, Farmers Market, of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As noted at the last meeting, this ordinance actually deletes the Farmers Market out of our Code of Ordinances as a cleanup measure, because when it was put in originally, it wasn't a entity by itself, and now it is. And so they're already going in front of the Board of Works for approval of usage of the streets and the sidewalks and things like that. So this wouldn't really change anything. It just gets that out of our code because they've changed. So anything else, Marsha, I missed on that?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2022-10 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance Number 2022-18. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance Number 2022-18 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-18. City of Columbia City, Indiana, an ordinance amending Chapter 34 regarding purchasing for the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As a reminder, this is the purchasing ordinance that hadn't been updated for many years. Was it 03? No.
Well, and there was bits and pieces. I'm not sure the whole thing was even updated.
That were missing and things like that. So. Does anybody want me to go back through everything that we did the last time? Okay. Okay. So basically, there's two different, yeah. You have the in-budget and the out-of-budget, and it reestablishes those guidelines because things have changed dramatically since when the last time we had passed that ordinance.
Just a note, Mayor.
Yes.
I did update that one tiny section, so the one that's in here is the updated version.
Any questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve Ordinance Number 2022-18 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Ordinance Number 2022-20. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance Number 2022-20 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-20, An ordinance amending Chapter 95, General Regulations of Title 9 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As a reminder, this is, I'll call this the Walt Crowder Ordinance because he started this. But no, this is to add basically if there's any damage to equipment when we are abating the ordinance violation of heavy weeds and grass, that it allows for us to include that cost in the actual cost of abating, if you will. So it's put on as a lien, correct? Okay. Any questions regarding that? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2022-20 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is Whitley County Ordinance 2022-07 and Columbia City Ordinance number 2022-21. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign.
Was I supposed to abstain?
Does Danny need to abstain from the reading of the ordinance or just the approval of the ordinance because it will impact him personally?
I don't think you have to for the reading of it, but you certainly do for the other.
Okay.
The reading matters.
Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read Columbia City Ordinance 2022-21 by title only.
Columbia City Ordinance 2022-21, a joint ordinance amending the schedule fees and charges for the Columbia City Whitley County Joint Planning and Building Department.
Nathan, come on up. We didn't get an explanation from you last time, and you're here, so.
Yeah,
something like that.
Nathan Milder, Planning Director, Columbia City Whitley County Joint Planning and Building Department. So what this does, the last time we updated the department was back in 2016, not long after they started. So we historically, before that, had been trying to keep, as best we can tell, about a five-year cycle. So this would be 6 years, give or take, so we're still in that ballpark. Updating the permit fees, my estimate is about a 10% increase all over or overall. Not huge, but basically enough to bring it back up to covering our inspection costs especially. The bigger increases are on the other side where you've got petition fee increases, filing fees essentially, and those increase some of them significantly in order to better cover the actual costs that it takes for staff to review and prepare and attend meetings, the actual meeting attendance for both city and county members right there for actually both planning commissions eats up virtually the entirety of any of the filing fees just in what we pay out if all members attend a meeting. So assuming that you have more than one item on the agenda for meeting, you start to defray actual costs. Still, it doesn't come but slightly less than 50% of covering our actual time involved. But if we actually covered the 100%, we would price ourselves out of comparison with the region. So we've got to keep that reality check in mind. So there is some subsidy from the tax side just because of that. Building permit fees virtually cover our expenses, give or take. But petitions don't, and there's just no way that we could.
Mm-hmm. Council, you will remember that I think it was last year, we adjusted the stormwater construction permit fees here for the city. And the reason we did that was to try to cover costs that we were subsidizing because those fees were not where they need to be. I think this is a very similar scenario where there's a lot of costs that are being subsidized right now by other individuals, whether it's taxpayers or whether it's other people paying the fees, that this schedule brings that kind of in line. And I'll say, and Jenny, you're on that board as well, but Joint Advisory Board was supportive of this change, just mentioned at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What? Say you don't have to. But
no, I mean, I completely agree with it. Like, the fees need to be more in line with what other communities are charging, because honestly, it's costing the committee and everyone more money than what we actually, the permits
mm-hmm.
are in store.
Yep. Anything else?
One notable inclusion yep. is on solar panels. Currently we have a flat fee, and that is proposed to be staggered with the largest solar facilities being actually the cheapest fee, but they're the largest ones, so they could, we could be looking at several thousand or maybe even up to 10 or 20,000 for the absolute largest ones. And that was an important change in order to balance what they expected to be. County's looking at solar ordinance right now. Soon to be adopted, most likely, and proposed to the city later this year as well. So that's one of the new pieces, but that was the rationale behind it.
I think we did similar thing with our stormwater, but the larger the area, obviously, just trying to put some balance into that cost.
Yep.
Any questions of Nathan? Comments, thoughts? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else regarding the ordinance? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Columbia City Ordinance number 2022-21 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Dan, you can't vote.
Oh, that's right.
It is Tad, Jenny, and Walt approve, and Dan abstains.
That's right. Sorry. Forgot.
That's okay. I almost forgot, too. Excellent. Thank you, sir. You want to talk about, while you're here, you want to talk anything about the planning and building, what's going on,
You want me to kind of wait until the department head reports?
That's where we're at.
Oh, geez. I think I've got another ordinance.
Nope, we're all done with ordinances. I can come back to you, Nathan, if you'd like to think about it for a moment.
I'll give them a chance. So,
okay.
Let's see. You guys have questions, I guess? Dan asks me all the time. So.
What's going on?
Well, Culver's is underway now. You guys have probably seen the dirt moving. I'm sure the mayor's seen the dirt moving. they are a little bit behind where they originally planned for the timeline, but still not too far. Just nothing in particular, just a little slow getting rolling for what they wanted, which was kind of aggressive. Current estimates still be open conservatively by Thanksgiving, more likely after we're give or take Starbucks. Had been wanting to open by July 1. That's
not going
to
happen.
But probably by sometime.
Mm-hmm. They're working in the interior when I went by earlier today, so there was some equipment at least inside. So
yeah, the exterior, the shell of the building is pretty much done. Some of the site work still has to be done. That was a unique situation where Starbucks actually doing the interior of the building on their own, separate from the contractor that built the building. Mm. Usually it's all one project, but they wanted to keep it separate.
Gotcha.
Probably added a week or so to. So that's still progressing along. The code committee had wanted a parking revision, so that's on the to-do list as well to amend the parking code, which actually part that the code committee was looking at is very small. It opens up the door for a lot of other purposes of changes. So that's going to be proposed to the planning commission probably, August or September, realistically.
While you're on that topic, can I ask about something that you and I have talked about before, which is the extraordinary amount of parking that we require for any new development and the actual lack of usage of that parking, thereby taking loads of available space and basically rendering it moot, not to mention the stormwater issues that go along with it.
And that was going to be one of the extra pieces that were fitted with the concept. And this is a planning commission discussion to be had during the review, but different ideas of just lowering the minimum requirement, putting in a maximum and minimum, or just some sort of other planning scale we're doing away with entirely, which would be unusual, but nowadays most people know that they have to have some parking, so they'll provide something. Why do you need government to tell you exactly what it is, other than some people don't know how much?
It's very libertarian of you.
I not sure if you're libertarian. It's one less thing to have to review. How about that? But, you know, it opens up creativity if you allow that. So, so that's upcoming. We've talked about extending the extraterritorial jurisdiction. That's kind of backburned a little bit. I think there's city-county discussions.
Conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We do have a couple of planning commission members coming up for reappointment for at the end of the year.
Gotcha.
So much. What other things
do we have? Anything you can share with us in regards to the new jail proposal, or is the done deal, it's going to happen, or is it still in the works?
So I'm not on that committee, and I'm out of the loop. But as far as that's relevant to finding a building, that you require a special exception for a public building. So that would be forthcoming once they have a site plan pretty much done. Expectation there is probably August, so they'd be filing for September, and then development plan, your plan connection would immediately follow that, establish the use, and then get the plan for any details and everything. All that is really kind of a slippery thing right now, because they're still doing timelines and dating and so on. So they're still optimistic to have a building constructed by late next year, barring any sort of material and other sort of buildings. So, yeah, nothing official, but that's what I've been told to the degree that he DOT Americans looking at getting their expansion going, which was a pretty major expansion, so that's actually. Other questions?
Questions of Nathan?
We are looking at moving the department downstairs of the county building, but due to remodeling costs, that's kind of
on the side for a moment.
Yeah, basically waiting for a budget cycle to happen.
Great.
Things are definitely moving along. Housing permits are still not quite record levels, but up there, single family dwellings are kind of on a downslide right now. They're a little off the past month and a half.
Gotta have land for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
We do have one project that may happen, but it's very preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
So, not going to worry that it's going for next year.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks
sir.
Thanks.
Elena, I'll start with you. You want to introduce yourself and talk about Youth Council?
So my name is Elena, and I'm going to be a junior, and I'm in the Mayor's Youth Council. And our last meeting was at the end of May. And for our service project, we went to the Historical Society and did some landscaping for a couple hours. And because it was our last meeting of the school year, it was going to be our last meeting with our seniors. So we wanted to do something that would be a little bit memorable for them. So we went and had lunch in Fort Wayne and went to the zoo.
Questions of Elena? Thank you. Mark Green, welcome.
Got a current toilet problem at the fire museum. So
at the where?
Fire museum bathrooms.
Oh.
Yeah. Water everywhere right now.
Let's keep our jokes to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
So aquatic center, still going pretty well. Yesterday was pretty slow, but when it's in the low 70s, we don't have very good attendance. But it's kind of funny how that works, but football registration is currently going on now, so we have people getting ready for football season, which starts the end of July. We have a swim meet on Saturday. We had several trees and branches down with the wind that came in that storm two weeks ago. We have a lot of trees down in the woods, so I know our guys went back there. Four of our guys just cut down trees off the trails, and it's a minefield back there. So they're pretty exhausted today from that. This Sunday is the fireworks, and our vendors start selling food at 6, and our bounce houses and splash pad open at 6, and then we have the band Cheyenne performing a free concert at 7:30. So I'm pretty excited to see how that goes. I think it's probably one of the better area bands we've had in a while down there, and so I think there'll be a good crowd. So it seems to be nice weather, so we hope a good show. That's it.
Question to Mark. Thomas?
As a matter of clarification, I would like to add it's the trailhead, not the fire museum's restroom. Because we did have that problem where it cost us a bunch of money in the museum.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Would you like to counter that?
Terry?
The public free Wi-Fi is completed. That project's done. It's up and running at the pool, in the park, and downtown. So we're glad that's done. It's been a year-long in process getting equipment in and getting that done. So it's finally finished. We have another project where we're replacing some switches in a couple of our city buildings that got damaged by storms. We have loaners in there right now, waiting on new ones to come in that we hope will be in by the end of July.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
So for those of you on the council that were here before, just want a huge shout out to my guys for all their work during the storm. We were dispatched at 10 p.m. on Monday night. Guys worked from 10 p.m. Monday night until 10 p.m. Tuesday night, all through the night, all through the day. Very little breaks, very little stopping for food. And I had to go out and make them stop and take breaks because we had people out of power. They didn't want to stop working. So, I mean, I couldn't be any more proud of my group of guys and all the work they did, and then anybody else, everybody else that kicked in and helped. So we were at 80% outage at one point. So it was. This is the largest, most widespread outage in the history of our utility. The most overall damage, the most cost of repairs, obviously has something to do with cost of material now, but also just widespread damage. And if, you know, every step we went, we just stumbled on more damage. And you know, if you were up in the lakes and saw like Spear Road, looked like a tornado went through there. I mean, poles snapped in half, trees snapped in half. I mean, it took 2 solid days of work to get that back on. But, you know, awesome job by my guys. And, you know, I was there the whole time, but they're the ones out there doing all the hard work, and I'm just kind of running around directing. So it's all on them. And huge shout-out to my supervisors for kind of coordinating as well. But, no, we finally this week we finally started getting back into our regular work. We started grinding tree stumps from the tree board again this week. We're starting planning for the Main Street lighting. That all the specs should be in, and hopefully we'll go out for bid for that in the next month so we can start that project. Yeah, other than that, just we're happy to start getting back into putting street lights back up and things that were damaged in the storm that kind of could take a back burner until we got everybody's power back on. So unless you have any questions.
Hey, Sean, what's the ETA on the lights on Main Street for finish? Just
I'm hoping to have it out for bid. I talked with the engineer today. She's revising some of the specs because they changed just over the last 2 months. They've changed the specs for the state because it's all a state project. It's MDOT, so they changed all the specs on how deep the foundations need to be and things like that. She's hoping to have that to me this week. Hopefully, once we send it out for bid, we give them 2 to 3 weeks to come back with their bids, and hopefully this fall we get digging away and get started on it, and hopefully it's completed by winter.
Thanks.
Yeah, lots of, as I've noted before, lots of great comments in the public about the work of Sean and his crews, as well as Kelly and his crews. I know that there were multiple other departments. I know Shota's crew was out there to help out as well. Just lots of stuff. We have a couple of different comments that have came in here, really positive about the storm, working on the storm stuff. And, again, just really incredible how well our team, not surprising, but still incredible how great our team worked together to get this done and get people back on and cleaned up and all that stuff. So it just our citizens were very well aware that it was 90-plus degrees out and our guys were working, you know, 18-hour days and all those kind of things. And just so dedication from our staff as well as understanding and cooperation with our customers was just really fantastic. So kudos to everybody involved. Great. Thank you. Kelly.
So, yeah, like Sean, our department was hit pretty hard on that, too. I know Mike's department, too, with lift stations mm-hmm. being out of power was a yep. problem. But we got called in at, like, 10 o'clock that night, 10:30, something like that. We had a last pour for concrete out here scheduled for Tuesday morning, which we had four guys from our department and working on that. So they had to continue doing that. So we came in and worked till 2 o'clock in the morning that night. And then I was basically just pushing trees off with the loader. Corey was going around with the backhoe. And then we were chainsawing stuff out of the road and got that done. And the whole rest of the week, we were working on the west side of town, just trying to clean that up. And then Mike, since I had four guys working on concrete up here, he supplied three or four guys, and it was a huge help. Mark Hahn brought them over, and they worked with us all day, and that was a huge help. So I appreciate those guys helping us out. Like the mayor said, it was 90-plus degrees, you know, that whole week, and it's rough work. And then we were trying to help Mike out, too, with sucking out lift stations for him because the power was out, the pumps weren't kicking on. So we're trying to make that happen too after hours. And then the second week we started on the east side, worked on that, got through all that. And then yesterday and today we went back to the west side because there were people still dragging things out over there. And then just got that cleaned up today. And then next Tuesday will be our regular scheduled limb pickup for the month. So we'll be back on that. And then, like Sean said, we're able to breathe a little bit now and start regular projects. We have some 50-50 sidewalk projects coming up to do and some other things that we need to address along with our daily work orders and things like that. So, but I'm, like Sean said, I can't be more proud of our guys stepping up and just putting their heads down and working good together with each other. And then we had Old Settlers clean up, you know, Sunday, and they never complained about it. And I think our town's in pretty good shape right now because of their efforts. So thank those guys a lot and everybody else that chipped in and helped.
Question of the count. Thank you. Appreciate it. Jody.
The North Tower behind the shopping center was offline for a while where we had to actually shut the valve, the fill valve by hand every night so that we didn't flood any houses over there on by them. And then the East Tower is still offline. It shows it has zero water in it. We know it does have water, but we've had RMC out checking their electricity because it happened after they powered back up. Mm-hmm. They're okay. I called City Electric because they only checked to our meter box, mm-hmm. and the city came in and checked the other way. We've had J&K out there. They can't find a problem. So Peerless has ordered a new transducer. Hopefully, that is the problem, and that'll be going, you know, be fixed. We had two main breaks during this storm too, which the guys, you know, they come together and really done a good job and got it fixed. And I have to give, there was a couple papers I had to have done for the state One of them, I got a message back that it had to be corrected. And Todd Coyle, he stepped up to the plate.
That's great. Glad to hear that. Really great.
So
glad to hear that.
It was done. It took him 2 hours to get both of them done. He called me and said, Mike, it's done, and we got, and it wasn't too long, and I got a thing back saying that they were accepted and that we were in compliance, and that. So I was really tickled to death. Mm-hmm. I mean, I called him and said, hey, I need this done.
Yeah.
And he said, okay.
That's great. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, it's that's awesome. That's fantastic. Questions? Mike? Thank you. Mike, I know you were having some issues with your lift stations and the power and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to Kelly and Mike and his guys for keeping levels down on some of the stations. We were blessed on that the residents didn't have power either. So when they don't have power, they don't generate a whole lot of water. So that helped out. We did have one station that was troubled. We set up a 6-inch bypass pump on, and we manned it for most of the day. And then RMC got that power back on, so that station went back online.
Awesome.
I think all our stuff was back online by Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sludge hauling, we completed that last week. We had 919,000 gallons that we hauled out. Crane repairs are done after we have inspections done every year. We had those repaired. Our sludge boiler inspection was done on that by Cincinnati Insurance. I should meet next week with Midwest Engineering over CSO 19, those upgrades. The headworks pumps that I've been talking about forever, those are finally complete. They were torn apart, put back together, all the parts. And then just touch on long-term control plan from last meeting. I wasn't here. That project had 8 change orders total, and by those 8 change orders, and some of those we had saved $96,398.56 over the whole project. So we reduced almost $100,000, almost 10% on the project.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good figure. And just a thanks to United and our inspector on that project for helping out on that. That's all I've got.
Questions?
Mike, on that money that we're...
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
The money from USDA that we're going to be able to apply back on our, was that all savings? Was that the same mm-hmm. situation? It's like $507,000. Are you familiar with that?
I think that's the...
I know that. I think that part of that, some of that is going out as retained on this last one. Part of that was the retainage. But I'm not for sure. I know it was a $600,000 figure. I don't know what the current figure is.
Yeah,
that we'll be able to roll back into the loan.
Yeah, 507.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I think a part of that is what we talked about, but I think the other thing was is that we ended up not going over, and we I think had some wiggle room in the actual bond itself. So I think those dollars going back to pay off a portion of the loan, if you will, which is great. So, excellent. Questions? Thank you, sir. Chip?
Westgate construction's underway. It's going fairly smooth. Other than that, everything's day-to-day work.
Questions? Thomas?
Several things. We're still in the process of getting equipment fixed from the storm. We did set a record number of runs during the following 2 days after the storm, which our new firefighter was starting to second-guess her career choice. Our applicants, we had 5 go to test, 3 passed, so we're sending 3 to CPAT to get their physical agility test stuff done. Old Settlers went pretty well. We do need to address a few small issues. Kind of a crazy little story that occurred was evidently Saturday night. Some young kids decided they would tip the porta potty on one of their buddies, and, well, a wave of not so desirables went through the downtown, and we had to wash it down.
Oh.
Yeah. Ladder testing went well, and the quality is back open.
Question at Tom. No questions at Tom. Okay, thank you.
Undeflated, man.
Marsha.
Nothing.
RC.
Nothing.
A couple of things for your information. I guess, 2 weeks ago Friday, we welcomed, even though they've been there for a while, we did kind of a toast for the grand, for, instead of a grand opening, because Helton Construction has been around for a little while now, but they have a storefront over in the Walmart Shopping Plaza there, so so we welcomed them. Last week had a bunch of miscellaneous things, but the Wi-Fi, the we did a press release for the public Wi-Fi that, if you've not seen on social media, has gone wild, which is great. A lot of people are really excited about it or are have already used it and love it, so we're thankful for that. On this past Saturday, I stopped by the amateur radio, individuals amateur radio club, and they had a basically a contest, if you will, slash field day, where they tested out all their equipment, and they tried to get connected to places across the country and even into Canada and other places like that. And really kind of neat experience. They started, I think, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday and went all the way through 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So it was a 24-hour thing. But kind of a neat idea, a neat project. But even past that, these individuals are there for public safety. And the neat thing they said is, you know, they're ready in a storm. They can get a satellite up, if you will, or not a satellite. They can get an antenna up to be able to do communication. They can set up on multiple floors of the hospital and communicate back and forth. They're kind of the if the poo hits the fan, they can set up and still keep communication happening throughout the county, which I think is super cool. That we have a group like that, and apparently there's lots of other communities that have these groups that they are declining, and we are not, which is kind of a really neat thing to have that in our community. Yesterday, we welcomed the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs and multiple deans of Ivy Tech to the Marshall Community Center and kind of welcomed them, talked through some things with them. We have lots of different projects happening this week. But NDOT has an open house on Thursday, just so you know, I'll be there, and I will bring my concerns from our residents regarding US 30 and the way it's being mapped out right now and the concerns of that over to them. As a reminder, the next two meetings, I will not be here in person. The second meeting of July, I will be here virtually, hopefully. What I'm saying that to the public is that we probably won't do Facebook during that time frame. So, but meetings are always public, open to the public here in person. So just so you're aware, and you guys all know, maybe you know this, maybe you don't know this, but I won't be here at the next two meetings, so which is abnormal. I don't know that I've ever missed two meetings in a row in my time as mayor, so I try not to let it happen, but some of it's out of my control. So, I think if there's anything else I need to let you know. Oh, Mark, I'm sorry. I'm having short-term memory loss. Did you talk about the Independence Day celebration? Okay, thank you. Okay. You need short-term memory loss. Well,
again, I just was excited to hear all the positive comments of how everybody worked well together. And, you know, like you said, I think the community acknowledged that, from caring to bringing you water to bringing you food. What can I do? What can I do? How can I help? And so I think, you know, the community has one of their ways to pat everybody on the back. They know that you guys have carried that load. You can imagine what the insurance companies are paying out for tree removal, trees through the roof, and so that's a very large expense for them as well as the homeowner. And I think we've been blessed to do a lot of the work internally, so we didn't have to bring crews in from out of state. I talked to a couple of crews from Kentucky and Ohio, and they was just here just going everywhere. So, but again, I just wanted to echo, re-echo the things that you've shared with us, and he was definitely heard, and the crews were definitely heard. Please pass on the hard work that they've done. So,
thanks, sir.
Dan.
Ditto what he said, and other than that, I have nothing.
Thank you, Tad.
Ditto.
And yet.
I won't be here July 26th either.
Okay.
But that is it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. And Nathan, you've already talked, and we don't have any press here. Last thing I'll say is, happy 14th anniversary to my wife. Have a good rest of the day. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Oh, that's a point.
Something she's watching?
No. Rosie, nice try. I need to see you for 2 seconds, please.
Uh-oh.
No.